What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Cheekies, and you've reached the voicemail box for Dear Cheekies. I'm here to give you advice on anything and everything you need help with. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're having issues with your family. Or maybe you need help figuring out how to balance your checkbook. Or how to start a business. Whatever the case is, I want to hear from you. Remember, these are my thoughts and opinions, and if you're suffering from an issue or hardship, you should seek help from a qualified professional. All right, now go ahead and leave your question at the sound of the beep.
Mi nombre es Nadia Acevedo, vivo en el centro California, cerca de Mexicali. ¿Cuándo vendrás a hacer un concierto para acá? Tu mamá le encantaba venir a Mexicali y comer comida china en Mexicali. Y me gustaría ser tu amiga. Bye, I love you.
Nadia, qué linda. Saluditos hasta Mexicali. Me encanta Mexicali, me encanta, me encanta. No he tenido todavía la oportunidad de cantar allá, pero creo que muy pronto, con el favor de Dios, en el 2024, hay que decirlo, afirmar lo que va a pasar y para también comer allá comida china, que también me gusta. Tengo buen diente. Y muchas gracias por tu mensaje y, por supuesto, me encantaría ser tu amiga. Así que cuando ande por allá en Mexicali, yo te aviso, esté pendiente ahí en mis redes sociales, ¿ok? Para vernos. I was just basically telling Nadia, you guys, she's from Mexicali, from Baja California, and she was just saying that my mom loved it out there, that when am I going to do a concert? When am I going to have a concert? Because my mom loved to also eat Chinese food out there. So I was just telling her that I love Mexicali and I haven't been in a while and I haven't had a concert out there, but I'm hoping that I will soon so that her and I can be friends. She also wants to be my friend. So I said, yes, we can be friends and go have some Chinese food together. So that was her question. Nadia, te mando un beso y un abracito, okay? Ahora vamos with Gabby. Ooh, a little Spanglish. There you go, Gabby. Let's hear from you.
Hi, my love. I have a question for you. How do you stay motivated to not give up on the things that you're doing? I am a full-time student. I work full-time. I am living the señora life right now. And I feel like I don't have time for anything. I want to come home. I want to come home and lay down in bed, watch TV, take a nap. But I don't have time for any of that. Like, I have to wake up, go to work, come home, feed my man, clean up a little bit, try to do homework. And it's so much that I'm just about ready to give up. And I don't want to because I am almost done. I've been in school for about 5 years. I'm just starting to stress out about money. And it's just a lot. I'm just tired and stressing out about what the future is because I don't know what it is. So any advice would be greatly appreciated. Love you.
Well, Gabby, I get it. I completely understand. I have those days when I feel overwhelmed. Today's one of them. So I get it. I understand completely. And you have a lot on your plate. You have a lot. You have your man, you know, the whole señora life. You're working full time. You're going to school. I honestly, round of applause for you, girl, because that's a lot. So you should be proud of yourself, first of all. I think the most important thing, and I'm talking to both of us right now, is knowing that we have a plan. Life without a plan is no life. So I think it's creating a plan and knowing what my future goal is, my long-term goal. Right now, it's, yes, it's a lot, but it's temporary. You're going to school, then you're going to be done with school and you're going to have some time to breathe. But right now, you're sacrificing a lot of things in order to obtain what's coming. And that's always frustrating. And I get that. But I think also, if you really put everything to, I mean, I'm assuming you have the weekends, maybe a Sunday off, I hope, where you could just look forward to that and say, okay, I'm going to work my ass off until Sunday. And on Sunday, I'm not doing anything that has to do with work, with school. My man is going to cater to me, talk to your man and have him cook for you. It's a balance. It's okay. Or you guys just order in. Like, you do need that time and you need to find that one day or those few hours where you could just breathe and just be Gabby. But keep your eyes on the light at the end of the tunnel because it's there. You just have to know, okay, this is temporary. This is just right now because I'm working towards my future because I want a better future for myself, for my man. You know what I mean? Like, it's reminding yourself, reminding ourselves that we have a goal and that we're on a mission here on earth and that God has us here for a reason. And once you just realize that, you could just shake it off and just say, you know what? It's okay. I'm grateful. I am grateful that I have a job. I am grateful that I get to go to school. I'm grateful that I have a man that loves me. It's just turning all that negativity that we're feeling into something positive when you step back and say, wow, I have something to look forward to. I'm grateful. You know, it sounds like super simple, but I mean, it takes practice. So that's what I recommend and suggest because I feel you. I get it. And you do have a lot going on, but you should be very proud of yourself. That's amazing. You're doing something with your life. You're not just sitting there. Imagine just sitting there having nothing to do, girl. You're doing the damn thing. So be proud of yourself.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Our next question comes from Medium.
Hi, Cheekies. I have a question to ask. I have been going through a rough time with my mom because, unfortunately, my mom thinks that I slept with her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend. And it's been really hard for me because every relationship I get into, she lets my new partner know what happened when it's not true, you know? Obviously, I didn't do it. She's managed herself to actually ruin my relationships because she always lets them know bad things about me. Instead of getting the support from her, you know, because she's my mother, she's just pushing me away. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what to do. If you could please give me an advice, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Oh my goodness, Medium. Woo, I know. I get you. It's tough. Sounds a little toxic, to be honest. And this is just my opinion, but I feel that your mom is just very unhappy with herself. Again, it's just my opinion and no offense because that's your mom and I get it. You know, we can say whatever we want about our moms, but anyone else says something, it's like, hold up. So I understand that. I don't want to judge your mother at all. I don't think it's healthy though. It's not healthy at all that you're feeling like this and that she's doing that. It's not healthy for her. It's not healthy for you. The fact that she's feeling all of these things, like she needs to heal that. I don't know if she's upset because her ex-boyfriend that she says that you slept with left her. I don't know. I wish I knew a little bit more, but I always tell you guys this because yes, we have to respect and honor our parents. Absolutely. 100%. But if you find that your mother is doing more harm in your life than good, then I feel like it's okay for you to step back a little bit. I think that when someone loses something, that's when they appreciate it a little bit more. And maybe you stepping back will also make your mom realize like, whoa, maybe my actions and what I have been doing isn't correct. I don't know if you've already explained this to her and expressed your feelings to her, but I think that's important. I think you absolutely should. I always say write a letter because sometimes when you're having a conversation, you forget things or the other person speaks and you can't express yourself completely. So writing a letter and stating like, these are my feelings and I'm going to step back a little bit, mom. I love you, but this is causing me a lot of harm. And the fact that you think this about me breaks my heart. So we need to either go to therapy together or you need to go to therapy. I do too, but like, this isn't healthy for me. And if you don't feel like bringing your new boyfriend around your mom, that's okay too. You shouldn't. At this point, I wouldn't. I'd be like, hold up. I'm not trying to like go through another relationship and my mom ruining it for me. Like, it's okay for you not to bring these guys around to her until you guys heal this. But this is something that she also has to be aware of and also has to be willing to heal because this is no way to live for her or for yourself. So I think that you should write her a letter and express it and just say, mom, I love you. I'm here for you. But I think I need to step back a little bit. And that's okay. That's creating a healthy boundary. Always keeping in mind, you have to honor and respect her. Absolutely. But you also have the right to express your feelings. And you also have the right to live your life the way that you'd like. And if that means stepping away for a little bit, that is okay. Sometimes even necessary, babe. So I'm really hoping things get better for you and your mom. I really, really hope so because that is heavy. That's some heavy shit. Trust. I know. And it sucks, especially when it's not true. It's like, oh, so I feel you, Miriam. I feel you. I'm sending you a big ass hug, girl. Big hug. Okay, guys. So our next question comes from Andrea.
Hi, Cheekies. I just wanted to say that you inspire me every day to be the best version of myself. I have a lot in common with you. I, too, am the eldest of my family. I have three younger sisters and one brother. And I wanted to ask you what kind of advice you can give me to speak to my little sister who isn't living her best life, isn't financially stable, and she doesn't want to work or have the same work ethic as the rest of us. We were all raised to be hardworking individuals. And so not sure how to talk to her to motivate her without her getting defensive. So anything you can give me, I'd love to hear. I love you and you are one of my favorite artists. I love your mom and your entire family. And I just wish you the best in your new engagement. Bye.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for wishing me the best and for listening to my podcast. And I love you too. I love you too. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know, most of you should, I hope, but I raised my siblings and Johnny, the youngest, I'm the oldest and he's the youngest, still lives with me. He's going to be 23, so I totally get it. There was a time there where I was a little worried. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Like, it was exactly the same thing. The older ones have more responsibility. Like, we had no other choice but to figure out how we're gonna make money. And then the younger ones, it's different. It took me a while to understand that. And it took me a while to figure out how to speak to him and to just, I pushed him. I was like, well, you, if you're going to live in this house, I've seen that's the thing. Your sister doesn't live with you. So it's a little different. But for me, it was like, if you're going to live in this house and you want to be a singer, well, I need you to work out every day. I need you to eat better. I need you to go to school. Like, I was very like that, you know, obviously I'm sure your sister doesn't live with you. So it's a little different. But it's hard because everyone does things at their own pace. And things were different for us. Things were very different, especially for the older ones. It's just our parents are always harder on us, like way more strict. And we're living in a different time where, I'm sorry, but I see a lot of laziness happening. Like, a lot of people don't necessarily want to work or feel the need, or I don't know. It's just some stuff that I'm like, oh shit, like, it's worrisome. So I get that. I think more than anything, you have to be okay with letting her be defensive. She's going to be pissed. She's going to get mad if she's not going to accept it. And you have to be okay with that. Hopefully she's receptive, but there's that chance where you're saying, I'm afraid of her being defensive. Well, F that. Who cares? As long as you're telling her respectfully, not being disrespectful, but telling her, look, you need to get your shit together, babe. Like, you need to go to school. You need to get a job. I don't know. Go work at Starbucks, wherever, but you need to have some type of income. You need to have some type of responsibility. And it's better for you to tell her and leave that little seed, plant that little seed. So when she's alone, even though she'll get pissed, but when she's alone, she's going to hear it. At least she's going to know, damn, my sister told me. So don't worry about her getting upset. Let her get mad. As long as you know you're doing the right thing. So I don't know. I don't know. Does she have responsibilities? Does she pay rent? Maybe it's time for her to pay a little bit of rent. I don't know. Things like that. Pay your own phone bill, your own car, or your own insurance. Like, give her some type of responsibility where she has no other choice but to say, I need to figure out how I'm going to make money. But don't be scared to tell her the truth. Let her get mad. You're going to feel good being honest versus just saying, oh, me callé. I didn't say anything because I didn't want her to get upset. And then you feel worse later. Say the truth. Straight up. Boom. Here it is. But there has to be some like type of responsibility, in my opinion. I don't know. I wish I had a little bit more information, but that is my advice. With that being said, thank you to Nadia, Gabby, Miriam, and Andrea for contributing to this week's episode of Dear Cheekies. I love listening to your questions every week, and I truly do my best to give you my very best advice. I feel like we're building a little community of support here, and that's all thanks to you guys. So thank you so, so much. We'll be back next week with a new episode and a new batch of questions. So stay tuned for that. And if you want to leave your questions for me, head over to speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast. That is speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast. This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Cheekies. That's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and check us out on YouTube.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.